Pastor Antoine Funchess of St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church in Freeport is reaching congregants virtually these days.
First thing you have to understand is that during this response mode, you have to understand you're going to be dealing with pandemic pressure.
That includes Facebook Live services with a skeleton crew. He expects that will be the case for at least another month as they prepare the building.
We've already sectioned off our sanctuary for 6-foot social distancing. We've already made provisions for hand sanitizers and things of that nature. We will be checking temperatures as people enter the building. We will not reopen just because some guys that sit in the White House or sit in the governor's mansion tell us to do so. No, I have a responsibility to my congregation to make sure that their place of worship is safe to worship.
He says it would be irresponsible to come back right now.
When you think in terms of the African American community, we're disproportionately affected by this virus. We don't have the health care structure in place. I'm not really responsible for other congregations, just mine.
Violet Joniker is a pastor at Brook Road United Methodist Church in Rockford. She says her church is following guidance from a larger governing structure within the denomination's Northern Illinois Conference. It represents about the top third of the state. She says there's not a reopening committee. Rather, they have a newly formed health team.
Some people are calling their committees the reopening committee, and that gives you the thinking that their priority is reopening. But by calling it the health team, we are naming that our priority is health and safety. The founder of the Methodist Church, John Wesley, is known for having three simple rules. They are do no harm, do good, and stay in love with God. And a lot of our church leadership has been reminding us of that do no harm is our very first rule. The most basic thing we can do is not cause harm.
Joniker says they've also leaned on social media for worship services and Bible studies.
One of the ways that I am convinced that we can show love of neighbor right now is to keep our church building closed. And I recognize that not all Christians, not all religious folks would agree with that. I think people have very good intentions in wanting to make sure that they can worship together. I also believe deeply that worship spaces are sacred. I really miss being in the building where my son was baptized and where I have had the great honor of officiating over funerals and helping people to grieve in really difficult times. But part of what goes into my decision-making right now is the very hard, literal truth that I don't want to do more funerals.
She says spaces for fellowship beyond the worship services themselves have also emerged. Her church family has been chatting informally during Lunch with Lincoln events on Facebook, and they've given her tips on starting a vegetable garden.
I just think language matters so much here when people have been saying things like churches are closed. That's just not true. Church buildings are closed, but the church has left the building for a while. The church is online. The church is on the phone. The church is out in the community. Our congregation is still doing incredible mission work.
Pastor Funchess says not every decision will be met with unanimous support.
That means I'm in good company. Every decision Jesus made, he was always met with some type of praise or criticism.
And Funchess says it hasn't slowed down the message.
But when you're faced with the pressure, you need to stand up for what you believe in.
I'm Jenna Dooley.